Prioritizing child nutrition is crucial to achieving health and development outcomes in the Pacific. That's according to the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF. Countries in the Pacific region suffer a triple burden of malnutrition, stunting, micronutrient deficiency, and obesity. Stunting is the most prevalent, and Solomon Islands has some of the highest rates in the region, with one out of every three children under the age of five affected. I spoke with UNICEF's maternal and child health specialist in Solomon Islands, Ibrahim Dadari, about the work they're doing to help address child malnutrition in the country and why it matters.
The first is we're looking at developing or strengthening the policy and guidelines. So some of the act you're talking about, the advocacy we're doing, the breast milk substitute, all that falls within the policy, the National Health Strategic Plan, all that falls within the policy, first arm. Second arm is service delivery, health system strengthening. There we're looking at interventions, actually strengthening, one, the quality of care, which of course includes the quality of child maternal and child health and nutrition across the facilities, and also supplies. So supplies is some of the key items. We support the ministry here, particularly with critical life-saving supplies for moderate to severely malnourished kids. Then in terms of that is the second part, service delivery health system. Third part, we look at demand generation communication. That's where we do broadly our social mobilization. The core of the stunting campaign is mainly situated under that. Just to create that one, the awareness, the visibility, draw the attention of policymakers, caregivers, parents, communities to some of these critical issues, because we need that to happen for behavioral change to happen in the community. And also we need that awareness and understanding to have resources mobilized both internally and externally. So we need to create, we're trying to create that momentum to have those resources mobilized, behaviors change, because some of the issues that affect lead to stunting are basically behavioral.
Of aims, what is it you hope to see in terms of maybe indicators or changes through your work?
We hope, because currently we have one out of three children under five stunting. So we hope by 2023 we should have around 5% reduction in stunting. So we're working strongly towards that, and I think it seems we're making some progress. Secondly, we want to create that awareness and advocacy among key stakeholders. These stakeholders include the legislators, the government officers. They need to know what stunting is and then what needs to be done. So we head in there. A lot of people have started asking questions, and, oh, what now is stunting? Yeah. And then now they understand it. So we're getting to hopefully a situation where we have more resources being invested in addressing nutrition, not only NCD, because that is the most popular one, but also the malnourished, the malnutrition part, particularly affecting women and children. That's another. Then we're also working on some of the legislation. We hope to ensure that, like the breast milk substitute legislation, BMS, which talks about marketing of formula foods and all that. The act or legislation is there, but we have to make sure it's implemented. Where the act or legislation is available, it's now operationalized. Where it's not available, or where it's available and there's a gap, we're working to identify those potential gaps and address those. So that's some of it. But also broadly strengthening the health system to provide quality services.
Having a population starting off stunted, how does that affect economic development and potential for development for a country?
So economically, as we said, because it affects the brain, it affects the productivity of the children. One, from their comprehension, their education, the academic success and intelligence is definitely affected. Then subsequently, that will have an effect on them achieving very high goals or ambitions in life, and they might end up not being the most productive in the economy. So when you have a batch of stunted children that grow to become adults, the economic value that you get is, is significantly less than when you have children who are well nourished and organs are fully developed. And that, of course, affects schooling opportunities and perhaps the kind of income and jobs and the kind of trade or entrepreneurship that these children will be able to bring to the economy. And that, of course, affects the Solomon Islands economy, which of course, you know, has to depend on human activity too. Whether the GDP increases or not depends on how productive the population is.
UNICEF's maternal and child health specialist in Solomon Islands, Ibrahim Dadari.